Jim, go ahead and get the cock off your chest.
Hell is me.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first part of this of my life, me and my wife and some friends went to a Metallica. Well, actually, Metallica opened up for Ozzy Osbourne. We went to the concert.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, after the concert, there was a party at a neighbor's house. So we all went over there, and we're just getting ripped and hammered. This was back 86. I just had enough. I couldn't take it anymore. I went back to the house and just went to sleep. And I wake up, and my wife, or at least I thought it was my wife, was giving me a blowjob. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So a couple seconds later, she gets on top of me, and she fried me. Now, I am completely hammered. I barely remember it.
Shit!
I remember it, nonetheless.
Wait, you're cutting up. You're breaking up. What? And she got on top of you, and then what?
She got on top of me, and it felt like my wife, but I wasn't sure because I was so hammered. She gets off. I get off, blast inside of her, and then I hear my mother-in-law's voice. She says, "I love you for fucking me." And I freak out.
Oh, God.
That's
wow.
Crazy. You went to go see Metallica and Ozzy, and you were the most metal dude in the building.
Wow, you fucked your mother-in-law.
You dropped a load.
Where she or wife came from, you put a load.
Jerry threw the whole thing.
Oh, why don't you just go bite Evander Holyfield's ear clean off, you evil bastard.
I completely panicked. I jumped up. She starts yelling at me, "Don't worry about it.
Hey!
She says, "She's still next door. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Nobody will know. I will tell. I will tell." I never told anybody. My mother-in-law, rest her soul, passed away in 97. She was in a car accident.
You got out by the skin of your chinny chin chin on that one.
Red Dragon. I absolutely have to ask, would you describe your mother-in-law as attractive?
Oh, yeah, very attractive. And my wife. They're built similarly. My wife is a little taller. My mother-in-law was probably 4'11", maybe 110 pounds.
Spark plug.
Yeah. She had an hourglass figure, but it was more like an hour-and-a-half glass figure.
She had a gunt.
A little bigger, you know?
She had a gunt.
No. No belly, though. She was beautiful.
Right.
But and my wife's the same way. She's a little taller, though. She's like 5'2", 5'3".
And she's alive.
And she's alive, yes. But, I've never told anybody this story ever, and I've wanted to call in the last few times you guys have done this, and I finally said, forget it, I got a call.
When you get in disagreements from time to time with your wife, do you ever look at her and think, I fuck your mom?
Oh, my God!
Hey, yeah, I would not drink to a point of blacking out ever again,
no,
sir.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to tell her like at some point, like before she dies, before like
No,
you're right. Tell her right before she dies.
You have offended my family, and you have offended Shaolin Temple.
What?
I'm madly in love with my wife, and we've known each other. I think I met her when I was 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
how did her mom look back then?
The Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Yeah. Well, my mother-in-law, she had been a widow for a little while too.
She was horny.
Yeah.
It was a charity jam.
OG Cougar.
Right.
So?
You know, baby.
You're just fucking handling it. Nothing wrong with that. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Well, it scared the hell out of me, but...
I'm glad you got a chance to get the cock off your chest.
You are the exclusive. I've never told anybody that, not even my closest friend.
Yeah, well, let's keep it that way, Jim.
Yeah.
You got it, brother.
All right, later, mate.
Later, mate.
Wow.
Jim, fucked his mother-in-law and did a load inside her where his wife came
it's
from.
A secret that will weigh on you.
Wow, holy cow, my goodness. I am an angel. I am a fucking angel. Mitzvahs all round for the rest of us. That guy's going to fucking fetus hell for show.